restart from Sam Smith on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 9:10 on Tuesday morning. This is Joe with you through until 10. And I'm now joined by a man who has been described as a social media hellraiser. I hate that title. It's really like in your face and intense. Good morning, John Mortar.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, a bit of a trek into Brentwood this morning. Quite nice. But yeah, all good. Thanks.
As is. Most guests, the interview starts and be like, so how's your journey in? Nightmare.
I think sorry.
We had someone last week. It was like, yeah, I was coming from like Colchester. It took me an hour and a half. I was like, oh, God.
Well, I came in from Southwold and Ferrers, and thankfully to Brentwood, it was fine coming through Brentwood. It was just getting out of Southwold, which is always the fun bit. So,
so for people who don't know you, because I was saying this earlier, you might not recognise the name John Mortar, but then once you say what you've done, everyone's like, oh, I know him.
Yeah, I kind of get that a lot. Yeah. It's basically, I suppose what I'm mostly well known for is Rage Against the Machine, Christmas number one, 2009. We went up against the X Factor because I got fed up with what they were doing every year in the Christmas chart. So we made our own chart hit. That's kind of where I come in, I think, really.
But did you expect that? So when you're sitting at home going, oh, I hate the X Factor being number one, and you think, I'm going to start a campaign on Facebook, no one's really heard of me at this point, and I'm going to go Rage Against the Answer Machine, let's make that number one. Did you think I've got a chance? Yeah.
Well, I think if you're realistic, no. But you've got to, with everything in life, you've got to have a go, you know? And I just thought to myself, I've had enough of this. I can't do this anymore. So let's just have a go. It could only fail at the end of the day. And if I'm honest, when we first started it, we thought, well, look, this, you know, it will make a bit of a splash, but will it really work? It's the marketing budget of the X Factor is millions and millions of pounds, and I'm just a guy in the middle of Essex with a computer. So, you know, you've got to look at it that way a little bit. So the fact that we actually managed to pull it off was 5 years later, still I look at it and think, God, that was miraculous. How on earth did we pull that off, you know?
And then in 2012, you were behind the He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother track, the Justice Collectives as well for Hillsborough.
Yeah, well, I was part of the collective, yes. I wasn't foot behind it solely. There was a team of us that were working on that. Peter Hooton of the band The Farm got in touch. Just phoned me up out of the blue and said, hey, I'm the lead singer of Farm. I was like, wow, yeah, I remember you guys. Wow, cool. We're doing a charity single, and we know that you did Rage Against the Machine, so we'd like, if possible, could we have some tips? And it turned out that I ended up joining the actual collective, and that was an amazing campaign, and again, really, we really worked our backsides off to get that to number one. We're really the marketing budget of the X Factor probably should have done it, really, but hey, you know. So yeah, two Christmas number ones. I can't complain about that.
How many messages do you now get around October, November time going, hey John, got this record, we want to make it Christmas number one, you're the man? You must get so many people contact you nowadays going, right, I've got this new band, we think they can take down the X Factor, do you want to help us?
Yes. Yeah, we do. I mean, we get myself and my ex-wife Tracy, who I still get on very well with, and is on this very station herself.
She's on this evening from 10.
Tuesday nights, yeah, 10 PM. We get a lot of email. We get a lot of messages on Facebook, which is flattering, and it's really cool that people think of us. But we do get this issue, if you like, where so many people think that we're miracle makers and hey, you've got a band, yeah, let's get it to number one. Yeah, doesn't really work like that. So we get lots of ideas, lots of crazy ideas as well, and you never know, we do look at them. I do look at everyone. Yeah.
So the main reason you're in this morning, we're going to talk about it in a bit. You're at it again with the Peace Collective.
Afraid so.
We're going to take a little break and then we'll talk to John about the Peace Collective in about 5 minutes' time.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show.
Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, that is In the Heat of the Moment on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. I'm still joined live in the studio by John Mortar. So we'll talk more about the Peace Collective now. This is your sort of campaign you're involved with this year.
That's right. That's the one I'm involved with this year. I was in, it's the same backroom team, if you like, as the Justice Collective from 2 years ago, Christmas number one. So it was a very Blues Brothers type phone call about a month or so ago. And getting, hey guys, we're getting the band back together. We're going to do another one. So, yeah.
So it's a re-recording of All Together Now. How did it come about deciding to do that track for it?
Okay, well, basically, the Farm, who recorded the original in 1990, the song was written about the 1914 Christmas Day truce between the British Army and the German Army, who decided to stop fighting and meet in no man's land and have a game of football. That's what the song is basically about. And they were approached to re-release the song as The Farm. And Peter and Keith and the guys who are in the band thought, actually, let's do something else with this. Let's try and do some good with this. So they decided they were going to do it to see if they could raise some money and make a collective instead, a peace collective, and invite some others on. And, that's kind of how it was born, if you like, you know.
I am quite obsessed with the lineup because it's the only place you'll get Engelbert Humperdinck and Gorgon City on the same track.
You will never get that.
That will never happen again.
And you've got Clean Bandit on there as well. Of course, the biggest stream track in the UK for this year. You've also got Jay McDonald. So again, you know, really, really, one end of the spectrum to the other. You've got like Alexandra Burke. We've got an X Factor winner.
I like that. That's what I like about it.
With an X Factor winner going.
Trying to take down the X Factor with Alexandra Burke.
Yeah. So, you've got the winner of The Voice, Jermaine Jackman. We've also got people from like the Zootons, Dion Bromfield, Julian Lennon's on it as well, Leo Sayer. I mean, a very eclectic mix of people. The Proclaimers, Susie Quattro. I think Jenny lives not far from here, does she? Susie Quattro. So, a very, very, very interesting bunch. And it all works together. The track sounds great. We've even got Paul Potts. So we've got a very, very deep tenor voice on there as well. And it was all recorded in quite a quick space of time, and I was very lucky. I was allowed to go to the studios while it was being recorded, so you're sort of sitting there having a cup of tea, and then you'll see Suggs from Madness turn up and have a chat to you. Mick from The Clash, I'm a big Clash fan, so he suddenly turns up. Jonah Louie, Stop the Cavalry, remember that? I met him ironically in the kitchen. Some of your listeners might get that one. So yeah, it's been a very, very quick whirlwind to get this thing together.
Do you find most of the artists are keen? So when you approach them, because for example, when you go to Gorgon City, you go, are you interested in working with Engelbert Humperdinck? They're probably thinking, is this the right move for our career? But do you find most people are up for doing it?
Yeah. It almost got to a point where it was who we had to turn down. We obviously lots of people were interested in being on the single. It wasn't really my side of things to get the artist on the record. My job really was like, right, okay, here it is, make it number one. You know, so.
Be the social media hellraiser.
Be a hellraiser. Get out there. So, the artists themselves, lots have been involved. You know, you've even had, Engelbert Humperdinck, actually, because we've done this for no budget, bear in mind. We've made the video, we've got studio time, everything. We've spent no money on this. Engelbert Humperdinck flew over from Australia just so he could record his piece. And he did a few TV interviews while he was here. He was that keen to be involved. Leo Sayer's coming over next week as well from Australia again to do this. So, you know, a lot of the artists have been really, really keen to get stuck in, which is fantastic, you know, really, really good.
Okay, so what we'll do, we'll play the track now and then we'll come back. So we'll give sort of the download information, how you can donate, what the song is raising money for. But here it is, Engelbert Humperdinck and Clean Bandit on the same track. It's happened. This is the Peace Collective with All Together Now. All Together Now from the Peace Collective on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. So there it is. That is the song we have been talking about. Do you want to just tell us, John, so what's it raising money for, what the song is about?
Sure, yeah, no problem. Okay, well, first of all, the guys realised that this would make money. So they've decided to put all the profits, and bear in mind, we've all done this for nothing. No one's getting paid out of this. The money is going towards the British Red Cross, first of all. Humanitarian aid, you know, when there's a war going on, they, whoever, whichever side you're on, they're the first in there to pick up the pieces. So the money is going to them. And also to the Shorncliffe Trust, which is a Kent-based charity, which is an educational charity. So that deal with the education regarding World War One, World War Two, military conflicts. So that's where the money's going to. And, you know, and hopefully we'll raise a lot of money. So go download it, guys. Would you like me to explain about the...
Yeah, so download information, yeah, when it's released and stuff.
Okay, well, the song is released on the 14th of December, which is a Sunday. That'll be, ironically, the Sunday of the X Factor final, in case you need to worry about that.
What a coincidence.
How'd you get it? Well, you can actually do something now. If you want to pre-order it now, so that it goes to your phone or to your iTunes or whatever on that day, you can do many ways. First of all, if you want to text, if you get on your phones and you text Get Peace... G-E-T space P-E-A-C-E, Get Peace, to 84222. Okay, 84222. Cost you a quid, which is a donation to charity, and that'll be sent to your phone on the 14th, so you'll have it first. Also on iTunes, Amazon, 7 Digital, and it's on the 15th, it's going to be released as a CD single, and it's going to be a limited run as well. So if you see it out there in the shops, go and grab one.
So thanks for coming in. Good luck with it. We were talking about off air that it's close competition this year. Because who have we got? Yeah. We've got the Peace Collective, obviously the X Factor.
The X Factor.
I read yesterday we were talking about how there's been an Iron Maiden campaign.
Iron Maiden, I think, are looking quite strong. I do you know what? I'll be honest with you, I don't think Band Aid are going to do it this year. I think they still will be there or thereabouts, but maybe not Band Aid. There's John Altman, Nasty Nick and EastEnders has got a single out. You've also got Mr. John Otway, who was this legend in the 70s, and he's renowned for suddenly appearing out of nowhere. He's got a single out which could do well. Yeah, there's a lot out there, so it'll be a nice cat fight for Christmas number one this year, I think.
You confident?
You have to be confident. Yes I am. Yes,
that is the Peace Collective all together. Now if you did miss any of the information, we'll put it on the website afterwards, so head on to phoenixfm.com this afternoon and we'll put like the download information, the text number and that. Thanks for coming in, John.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.